Now listen to the readings. This is God's holy word, and I'm going to be focusing on the first reading, so you can figure out what line I'm going to be focused on. But all of this, God wants to speak something separate to you. So listen, what does God want to say to you this Sunday? The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After Jesus had been taken up to heaven, the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they entered the city, they went to the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. All these devoted themselves at one accord to prayer, together with some women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. One thing I ask the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. Hear, O Lord, the sound of my call. Have pity on me and answer me. Of you my heart speaks, you my glance seeks. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. The second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, rejoice to the extent that you share in the sufferings of Christ, so that when his glory is revealed, you may also rejoice exultantly. If you're insulted for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let no one among you be made to suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as an intriguer. I have no idea what that means. But whoever is made to suffer as a Christian should not be ashamed, but glorify God because of the name, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, well, we should sing, Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, just as your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave me, I have given to them. And they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. Again, And how are you?
Blessed.
The first reading talks about what the apostles did after Jesus ascended into heaven. Now, some of you are celebrating the Feast of the Ascension. We already celebrated that on Thursday. But what they did is they came together, they prayed, and they prayed with Mary, the mother of Jesus. Huh? So this is the same to teach us something. The early church needs to teach us something. The first thing it teaches us is that we need to come together to pray. And that's why this is not the ideal thing. We're still coming together spiritually, and we're coming together from all over the world. But it's the way God created us was not to be a lone ranger, but to be with each other. There is no lone rangers in Christianity. When you go to heaven, God willing, you're not going to sit there forever and go, and just look at God. I'm sorry. You're going to be with all the people who is in heaven with you. You know, that's why it's called the communion of saints. You know, those who go to hell are the people that are alone forever. There's no such thing as the communion of the damned. You know, it's just they're alone. Teresa Avila experienced her own place, and she was alone forever in hell, right? That's what converted her. But we need to know that we're going to be together forever and ever and ever and ever, right? Again, I've told you the story that once my mother said, if that person's in heaven, I don't want to be there. And I said, don't worry, mother, you won't. To my own mother with all her struggles. This was years ago. Nowadays, I wouldn't say that to her normally. Anyway, but the reality is we're called to be together. And we need, as we come together, that's where we take care of each other's needs. Huh? This past week, a friend of mine, Sean Forrest, some of you might know him. He's a speaker bigger than I am, and he's a great guy. But he called me stressed. He even sent me a little video. And he was beyond stressed. And I says, don't be stressed. You got to trust God with everything. Because he has an orphanage and a place to take care of people down in Haiti called Haiti180.com. And he says, Father, you got to help me that, you know, we need at least another 800 people to sign up for our monthly $15 a month giving, or we're going to not be able to feed these kids. Father, I'm stressed. And I said, that's why God gave us each other. Together, we can take care of each other's needs. That my brothers and sisters in Haiti or Europe or Africa, they're my brothers and sisters. They're your brothers and sisters. So that's why it's important for all of us that we come together and we work for the poor and we help out people who never be able to pay us back. We just don't take care of our own in around us because our own is God's own. And that's everyone in the world. So I'd encourage you that if you don't have a place you consistently take care of the poor, that you help Sean out, that you go to Haiti180.com and you sign up for $15 a month. Think about that. It's a cup, one cup of coffee a week for some of you. But again, we come together. And we don't just do that for those type things. We do that in our own parishes. Like here to join my parish, you just can't come up and join. You got to go through three classes. And I teach all three classes. And the first class is, what's it mean for Jesus to be Lord? The second class is, what's it mean to serve? And the third class is, what does it mean to worship? Usually the worship class is second, and the last one's, what does it mean to third? What does it mean to serve? And I tell my people, and those of you my people know it, that there is no takers in Christianity. Everybody must sit there and give and do at least one thing for the parish a year. If not, you're a taker. And there are no takers. We come together. We work together. That's what God did. He established a church for us to come together as community. That's what they did after the ascension. They came together as a community. And not only did they take care of each other's needs, but they prayed with each other. We need to pray with each other, especially with your family. Does your family have time of prayer? Where every night, you know, I heard this great nun talk about her sister and brother. They have six kids, and every night before they go to bed, all the kids come to the bedroom, and they all share with each other. You know, the parents ask the kids, so what did God do for you good today? Where was God in your life today? And then they'll ask them another thing, what do you want to pray for? And so every night this family comes together and prays. Do you come together as a family to pray? could be a rosary, it could be a decade of the rosary. But if you want to go deeper, after that, you have time of conversation. Where did you see Jesus working in your life today? What would you like us to pray for today? That could be a great thing. Together is what God calls us to be. The second thing is that part of the prayer, we got to pray together. But now the third thing is that we got to do it with Mary. Isn't it amazing that they made it explicit in the Acts of the Apostles that they prayed together with Mary, the mother of Jesus? That we too need our mother and we pray with her. If you want stuff to go to the next level, you go to Mary. What do you think Jesus did when he was a little boy? He went to his mother. If Jesus could do that, so can we. Mary does never take the place of Jesus. She always leads us to Jesus. And again, if you're here from the parish, you know that on the side of the church here, that we have a beautiful thing of Pentecost. And in the center of that is Mary. That if you want power in your life, you go to Mary and you pray with her. And Mary, and again, if you don't think you need, what we do when we pray with saints is we're saying that they're alive because of Jesus and that they're still connected. It's the communion of saints, that we are together forever, and that when they leave us from this earth, we are still together. And that's what your mother, your father who have passed away, anyone who's in heaven, they're still in union with us. When we receive communion, it's not just communion with Jesus. It's communion with all the angels and saints. And so if Jesus could go to his mother and she taught him how to pray in his humanity, she can pray with us and teach us how to pray. And especially in this time of novena to the Holy Spirit, go to Mary. Don't be afraid. She's your mother, who is the last gift that Jesus gave you from the cross. Behold your mother. And you go to your mother for all kinds of things. Go to Mary to pray with you, to pray for you. So together, the Acts teach us something. We need to come together. We need each other. When we come together, we need to pray with each other. And we need to have our mother to pray with us and for us. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love. Today and forever. Amen.